Ron, we've both known Kevin Colbert for a long time. Doesn't talk all that often in public to the media, usually a little bit in camp maybe before the draft, after the draft, things like that. But, you know, a handful of times
never during
per year.
Never during the season.
Right. That's a rule. So I listened. I think we both listened with great interest yesterday, given everything that's happening with the Steelers. And while I wasn't surprised at all that he would back Ben, because Ben has taken a lot of heat nationally, almost as a fall guy for everything that's happening, I was stunned at the level to which he backed him and the words that he used. And you say it was unsolicited, a lot of this, yes?
That's what I had understood. I don't know if somebody asked a question or not. I was told it was unsolicited.
Let's take a listen. And before this, I believe it was before this, but an additional quote to this, Colbert basically said, listen, if our players, and I quote, were smart, they would listen to Ben. And it went like this as he expounded on that.
He's got 52 kids under him, quite honestly. And I want them to step up and say, hey, Ben, what do I got to do? Can I do this better? What do we have to do to win a Super Bowl? I think that once you win it, you got 53 guys that can say, hey, what it took. Right now, he's the only one, so I have no problem with him. He can call me out, and that's fine.
How about that? 52 kids, and he can call me out. The GM, which he did, right? Last year after they drafted Mason Rudolph, he essentially
I don't know if I would describe Cam Hayward or Joe Hayden or David DeCastro as kids, but I get the message he was trying to deliver. You know, we got one father figure in the room who's been here longer than anybody and is the only guy on our team that has a Super Bowl ring. Even played in a Super Bowl, right? I don't think there's anybody that even – was anybody else
Foster,
left on 10?
Ramon did.
Was he on the team in 10?
He was,
know.
Yeah. He definitely was. Yep.
Okay. I know Ben's the only one that won.
AB did too, did he not? He suited up for that Super Bowl.
I'd have to double check. You might be right.
But anyway, Ron, how does that play in the locker room? If I'm a grown man in that room, and by the way, I completely agree and wrote it after Ben said on our show after the Denver thing, all he did, that he has earned the right to call people out. I think at times he can be more judicious with it, but he's earned the right to call people out. He has, and he's the only guy in there who's won. That was
Colbert's point.
That being said, if I'm a grown man in that locker room, I don't want to hear the GM essentially saying Ben's my daddy and I'm a kid. And is Ben a father figure? I don't know in that room.
No, but again, maybe taking it too literally. I think the point he was trying to make was he's been around here the longest.
No doubt.
You should look up to him. I don't know if I would take offense to that or not. Maybe some guys will, but I don't think it was meant in a harmful, hurtful way. That's just my feeling.
Not harmful or hurtful, but sometimes, I don't know, the way you pick your words is interesting. And I already believe that there's some corners of that room. I think there's corners of every room in every football locker room that's ever existed that resent the quarterback because he makes by far the most money.
There's jealousy.
That's been around forever.
You know, Aaron Rodgers has been ripped. Carson Wentz has been ripped. Russell Wilson not long ago was ripped. I think there's a lot of jealousy towards the quarterback.
And I think we've seen in Ben's relationship with Hines Ward, I think Emmanuel Sanders would probably be on this list. Certainly AB would be on this list, that some guys have sort of taken issue with how he chooses to lead, whether we agree with it or not. I think that's pretty clear too, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know. I don't know how that plays, but it's interesting. And I think it's a fact that Ben is the single most powerful person in the organization. I do. The single most important person in the organization.
Is Tom Brady the most important? I guess you could argue Belichick, too.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're already ripping him that he's going to get the new coach fired. He won't be able to work with the new coach up with LaFleur. That he got, they're saying he got Mike McCarthy fired. I mean, quarterbacks have a lot of power, and there's a reason they're paid a lot of money.
Guy LaFleur in that locker room.
Guy LaFleur.
That's true. So how do they exercise that power? And this is what I wanted to get to with us, Ron, because we're at ground zero here. We do the show with Ben. He does the show basically because of his relationship with you, correct?
Well, I mean, I think he wants to get his point across. I think he likes talking to the fans, and he's very candid and open about it. And he always talks, I want to take you guys into the huddle, into the locker room, and I think he does a great job of it.
And he has used the show to send a message to teammates. He used
it on occasion, sure.
Yeah, last year, which was 2 years ago, really, after AB's meltdown on the sideline in Baltimore, Ben absolutely eviscerated him at that point.
So we don't need those kind of distractions.
He's no Heath Miller. He went deep on that one. And I remember calling him out in a column, but you know what? The rest of that season, Antonio was pretty much under control, as I recall. Things seemed to blow up maybe a little in the AFC title game, but maybe Ben was effective in that. This past season, Ron, it was clearly the post-Denver game show that is still being talked about, right?
Right. He basically said Antonio ran the wrong route on the interception. It didn't matter because he threw a bad pass at the defensive tackle, intercepted, and I think he was asked by us, was a cornerback not going to be in position to make the interception? And he said if he'd ran the route flat,
right,
it wouldn't have been an interception. He also called out James Washington that day for not having confidence in himself, not diving for the ball instead of running through it. And ever after that, Washington played his best football. And Ben went out of his way after the Cincinnati game to point out the play he had, the long pass on the sideline, was the exact same play that he didn't make in Denver.
He also said that day, and this I thought was the most notable thing he said of all, was he said, I wish we would have just gone to Juju four straight times at the goal line.
Right.
And to me, that was directed at Antonio Brown. And again, I absolutely defend Ben's right to do what he did that day as a leader, as the only guy who's won. And I thought he could have added that day with us that a lot of this is on me too, especially that throw at the goal line. The throw at the goal line.
Right.
He basically said, well, what was I going to do, throw it in the stands? Yes, I mean, I'm not on the field, but something I feel like he could have added that day. And that's how I felt about it. I talked to Ben about it, too, at one point, how I felt and how he felt. And I hope those conversations take place in the locker room.
And I think they do. I think they absolutely do. I think he talked to James Washington privately before he talked to us. I think he talked to Antonio all the time. I remember Antonio, after that big where he said, our Wi-Fi's good, you guys make a big deal of our relationship, it can't be better. Well, obviously something turned and changed.
Well, there was some national reaction to what Kevin Colbert said yesterday. We want to get your reaction to what he said about Ben and the power conferred upon the quarterback here. He can call me out. He's got 52 kids under him. If the players were smart, they'd listen to him. He's basically the only guy here who's won. 412-928-9370. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. And you can text us on the Edgar Steiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly.